You're listening to SBS News.
A Lion Returns is a fictional film by Australian director Serhat Karadi that tells the story of Jamal Alamein, a young Australian man of Lebanese descent who joined the Islamic State in Syria and returned to Sydney after 18 months. The film, starring Tyler Dinawi, Daniel Achie, Jackie Purvis, and Maha Wilson, delves into several issues, including what prompts a person to join the Islamic State, and how being a jihadist changes a person and touches on the possibility of a terrorist attack by returning jihadists. The film's official website describes it as a story about redemption, forgiveness, and the consequences of your actions on loved ones and those you've left behind. The film's director, writer, and producer, Mr. Karadi, told SBS News that he wanted people who are thinking of becoming jihadists to really think about their families. He wanted to address the mindset that non-Muslim Australians believe Muslim Australians support violent jihad.
For people who are thinking going over, for people who are thinking of taking up this sort of cause, for whatever reason, whether you think it's religious, whether you think it's territory, whether you think you're doing your people a favor, just be careful, because when you go, you may not come back. Your life will be irreparably damaged forever. It won't be ever the same. But more importantly, it's the damage you leave behind to people. Those you love, those who cherish and love you and care about you, those who raised you, those who are close to you, they're the ones you damage the most.
The film, which was crowdfunded and had two local investors, was filmed in a record 10 days.
It wasn't a big budget at all. We raised part of our shooting budget via crowdfunding. We raised $47,000 just from pure crowdfunding. And then we had two investors, one for $15,000 and the other for $10,000. So the $15,000 and the $47,000 became part of our shooting budget. And the other $10,000... We use that to buy a laptop and a screen.
Mr. Karadi, who is of Turkish descent, said the topic of Australians leaving their families behind or involving their wives and children in their jihadist activities was a story deserving of being told, especially with a number of Australians such as Khalid Sharouf, who became IS fighters.
There was a few articles I read in the newspapers in Sydney about how people were coming back and how they left and how they got back in the country. And there was a lot of questions about, you know, Khalid Sharouf, who left the country when he was supposed to be watched by all these government agencies. He left the country. And there was another article about a guy who came back. He left with three people and he came back and he was holding his baby in his arms. He's being interviewed and he was saying, you know, if they gave me my passport back, I'd head back over. Like, do you not realize that you might not come back and this child's going to grow up fatherless because you want to go on some sort of crusade or mission? I just felt all those themes and ideas and people coming together would deserve the story.
The director added that he wanted to make A Lion Returns because from an Anglo-Australian point of view, there were many misconceptions about whether jihad, a struggle or fight against the enemies of Islam, was acceptable or encouraged by Australian Muslims.
From an outsider's perspective, from a white Australian perspective, to give an insight to an Arab family's response, reaction, and how they deal with a son, a member of their family, doing something like this. Because a lot of people think, oh, you know, everyone would support in the Muslim or the Middle Eastern community, everyone would support something like this. They don't. A lot of people do not like what these kids do. They understand the shame it brings. They understand it demonizes Arabs. And it has a reverse effect.
Anglo-Australian actor Jackie Purvis, who previously acted in the 2017 film Undertow, plays the role of Heidi, the Muslim convert wife of Jamal, the returning jihadist. She says she had to learn a bit about Islam and that the role gave her an insight into the mindset of people affected by jihad.
There were so many questions for me that I got to find the answers to. So that was just amazing. And so just to learn about the religion itself, to learn about converting and how that changes someone and their lifestyle. And then, of course, learning about this topic of young people being, whether it's misled into coming to fight in Syria, or if it's their own choice and they really want to do that for for a good reason, you know. So then I got to learn a lot about that and how people, this is a real topic and it's happening in our country right now. It's happening all the time.
Mr. Karadi did not speak with the Australian Security Intelligence Organization during the production of the film, but said there were questions that needed to be answered about why, how, and whether jihadists were simply allowed to leave Australia in order for them to either get killed or to not be allowed to return.
I think, like I said, the big question is, how are some of these people leaving? Are they allowed to leave? Were they allowed to leave? If they was the big idea, okay, we'll send all these fighters, not just from Australia, from Canada, from UK, from France and Germany. Let them all go to Syria. Let's give them the green light. Let them create their own caliphate for a year or two. Then we know where all they are. Then we'll just go and bomb them.
Mr. Karadi believes jihadist Australians should be allowed to return and that they should face Australian justice.
You're better off bringing them back here and putting them through the court system. If they've committed a crime, if they've committed war crimes or whatever they've done, deal with them. Rehabilitate them. Put them in prison. Or if they haven't committed anything, put them back in society. But at least understand that if they're off the grid, they're more dangerous than being tracked here.
SBS News reached out to one Australian man who has three family members in Syria, one of which was forced into joining the Islamic State by another family member who was keen to join. He watched the first 20 minutes of the film and could not complete it. He said it was not based in reality. SBS also reached out to Lebanese Muslims in Sydney. Most preferred not to comment, but one man said he did not understand what the point of making such a film was. Not wishing to be identified, he said, "This is a very, very sensitive issue for us. I don't know what is the purpose of making such a film." Despite that, the film received numerous positive reviews. CityHub said, "This low-budget, controversial new Australian film deserves many accolades and should be classified as mandatory viewing." Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.